The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Arm yourself for office conversation in the afternoon with Peter Boyles in the morning on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Right, jumping over to 6 a.m., everybody. Roads are getting kind of nasty. Be safe, be careful. It is a Tuesday, the 24th of November, Thanksgiving week. Tomorrow, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Today, man, be careful. When I was coming in on a job this morning, it was starting to, the big flakes, and it was wet, and it's getting worse. Take your time, take your time, take your time. Be safe. 303-696-1971. Tim Furnish asked for a little bit up in Georgia. Of course, that's now the showdown. And once again, watching the Republican Party, the senatorial committee, all fired up about, let's get money to Georgia. Look, you fools, you had a chance here, had a good chance. You could have stopped John Hickenlooper, and they flopped. They fell flat on their faces. They didn't even try. So I've been so, like so many other people, so done with the Republican Party. Last night, I was texting with Julie Hayden, and she sent me a text that the Adams County and Jefferson County GOP refused to certify the election results. Wow. keyboard tough guys. Look, where were you? Fight's over. Donald Trump lost Colorado by 400,000 votes. Cory Gardner got his ass kicked. And now you're going to refuse to certify the election votes. My idea, we're going to destroy the Republican Party. Everybody who's a registered Republican, change your registration to independent. We'll burn the party down. Without further ado, he's my friend, ladies and gentlemen, the man with a plan from Georgia, Professor Tim Furnish, joins us. I got about 10,000 questions for you about Georgia. Good morning, sir. Well, welcome back.
Hey, Peter. Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Are you going to do the family thing, or are you going to do the COVID?
Oh, dude, I already had COVID. I'm not worried about it. But we're having people over because in Georgia we have a semi-rational man for governor. So we're having family over to our house, yes.
My only thing we can say about the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, is thank God for New York and Cuomo.
Relativity is important.
Important. It's Cuomo. Polis is the emperor here, but I got to tell you what, boy, I look at New York and I think, oh, my God, what a governor. All right, sir, explain to me, if you would, what's going on in Georgia.
Do you mean overall or with these Senate races?
You choose to do whatever you want to do.
Well, look, I told one of my brothers-in-law the other night, I don't want to sound like some weird conspiracy theorist, of course, or a sore loser, but for the first time in my life, Peter, I just don't believe the results of the election in the United States of America. I don't believe them. Now, I realize that I'm basing some of this on anecdotal evidence, and I realize the difference between anecdotal and empirical. But if you have enough anecdotal evidence, it builds up to empirical. And I've lived in this state for 21 years. I don't believe for a second that Joe Biden legitimately won this state. I don't believe it. What's going on is, yes, the Democrats did have a massive turnout the vote campaign led by, the real governor, Stacey Abrams. They had all of that. But the death knell here, like in a lot of other states, these swing states, is that they let this mail-in balloting go on. And for the life of me, I know the Trump administration challenged some of those, but why they didn't challenge them more vigorously is unconstitutional. Yeah. They should have been doing that back in, March or whenever this idea first was floated. So there's a lot of that. I happen to think that a lot of people don't realize this. We have a pretty large percentage of undocumented migrants in this state. And heck, I know a lot of them are hardworking people. I know that. But that doesn't mean that they're legally entitled to vote in American elections. I strongly suspect that many of them managed to vote in this election.
But can you prove that? Can you show me the illegal voting?
Can you prove it? No, I know. That's the question. Can you prove it?
Mm-hmm. No, you can't. And, Doc, I'm your guy. And I'm a Trump guy. Trump got beat.
And well, he certainly has to concede at this point. I agree.
No, not so much that. And now at this point, I think he's hurting Georgia. I think he's hurting a lot of things right now. And I'm a Trump man. I'm a Trump guy. And belief is this interesting thing. The Sidney Powell stuff and Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and all this stuff. But, you know, you're a pretty fair country historian.
Got to be able to prove it.
Damn straight.
And you got to have the documents of some kind.
I agree. And that's why I take that line from Missouri. You got to show me.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And I'm willing, but don't you think if Sidney Powell had something, she and Donald Trump would be on Fox News this morning?
You would think. I thought she was smarter than to come out and make all those grandiose claims she made this week.
And the same thing with Giuliani. I mean, mm-hmm. I know what Giuliani did to the Godfathers in New York. I mean, he used the RICO. I think our RICO people. We know Jenna Ellis. She's a Colorado kid. She's a Colorado woman. Mm-hmm. I'm watching that. I mean, remember, I was stealing a conspiracy so vast. I mean, it's such an incredible conspiracy.
It's so large and amorphous that we can't actually see it.
Anyway. No, I mean, that's McCarthy. It's McCarthyism.
Well, you know, let's keep in mind that McCarthy was right about a lot of things and a lot of people.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, Joe McCarthy never put one person in jail, never did anything but ruin somebody's life. And he died dead drunk watching television in that military hospital, Walter Reed.
No, he was right about Alger Hiss.
Nixon was right about Alger Hiss, not Joe McCarthy. Joe McCarthy didn't even know who the hell Alger Hiss was. But
that's true. But Peter, where this hits the road here with this is still ongoing issue is the Senate, and we got these two Senate elections. We got Kelly Loeffler against Raphael Warnock. And we got the incumbent, when Loeffler's the incumbent, we have the incumbent Perdue against John Ossoff that the left keeps running. Ossoff, I am firmly convinced Perdue will win that one. Ossoff's money, something like 90% of Ossoff's money comes from out of state. I don't think anybody in Georgia really likes him, except that, you know, he's a Democrat and he spouts so-called progressive values. But I don't think he'll beat Perdue when push comes to shove. And Perdue missed winning that runoff by like 0.2 percentage points or something.
Yep.
So, and then the Loeffler thing, I also think, but, you know, I also told you I thought Trump was going to win. So, you know, I should stick in my lane, shouldn't I? But with Loeffler and Warnock, the stuff that Warnock is, you know, a black minister, and he is in the old church that Martin Luther King was in. And so that automatically gets them a huge amount of votes, certainly in Atlanta, in metro Atlanta. But, you know, some of the stuff that's coming out, Warnock said, I mean, and this is on tape where he said, you know, you can't serve both God and the mm-hmm. military and things like that. Now, whether that's enough to pull Loeffler over the line, I don't know. But I suspect it probably is, because Warnock, who's a newbie in politics, you know, they have tapes of him saying pretty incendiary things.
Yep.
But on the other hand, you know, the Democrat Party has moved so far left, it doesn't seem to bother them. But anybody, the so-called suburban swing voter that they keep talking about, which for some reason only includes women in most of these analyses, I got to think Kelly Loeffler's got a leg up to them. So,
our guest, the one and only Dr. Tim Furnish, on Fox News, I was watching Graham and his campaign are transferring money. There must be so much money coming into Georgia right now from the far left and from the moderate right. And I think, once again, coming back to Donald Trump, he stirred the pot so badly in Georgia. And then I think when Sidney Powell went after your governor, who moments ago you lionized, rightfully so, he seems to me to be a pretty good man. And Sidney Powell included him as like a turncoat. Tim, that's nuts.
Yeah, she's getting over into the fringe conspiracy territory there, isn't she?
She's beloved by talk show hosts everywhere. I mean, she accuses him of being in on it.
In the pay of Dominion, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not buying that with
Well, then,
with
you know, I mean, I, I tried to put it together, and I watched it two times. I watched the press, and the second time I'm writing down names. Hugo Chavez, the PRC, Venezuela, Cuba, the Clinton Foundation, Soros, testimony found, quote, on the internet, ballots that were arriving in trucks, in boxes, and in barrels, New Jersey voters who crossed into Philly and voted, vote counters in Germany and Spain, which I can't find anywhere, and the beat goes on.
And what about the servers that were supposedly seized in Germany?
I can't find that there's truth to that anywhere.
Yeah, I can't find. Yeah, that claim was made, but where's the corroboration?
Well, who's the Kraken that got released? I mean, and now they're pulled back on Sidney Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm reading is internally inside the Trump, I guess, defense team or legal team, they went bad on her when she turned on your governor.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people she turned on. They went, wait a minute, stop. Get off the bus. And now they're trying to say she was never on the legal team, but when they did the presentation, she spoke twice.
She was right there, right?
So I don't know, Doc. But now comes Georgia, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, again, for my take on domestic politics, I was wrong about Trump. But
no, it's okay.
But I really do think the Republicans will win at least one of those seats and probably two here.
Well, they need the Colorado threw one out the window with this idiot Cory Gardner. But let me ask you this one too: Do you think that Netanyahu met? You're better in the Middle East than anybody we know. Do you think Netanyahu met with the Saudi prince?
Oh yeah, I do.
The Saudis are denying it, but they have to, don't they?
No, of course they do.
What do you do with you? What
they
do you,
also denied they killed Khashoggi.
My favorite guy. They show you. Adnan, come here. I love his excuse. I was going into the embassy to get my divorce. I mean, you could hear the laugh. You could hear them, chuckling in Riyadh. Here's my next one. They're bringing back John Kerry. What do you do with that?
Yeah, but notice he's got this sort of faux position, climate change czar or guru or whatever the heck that is they made up for him. I mean, it's like he can bloviate and they can throw a bone to the left about climate change. And I'm not sure it has any real power in that position.
Well, also he'll have a seat at the table, and he's married to one of the wealthiest women ever, and they private jet everywhere. No, it's like, and the Iranian deal, wasn't he the king of that?
Oh, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
And that's
the thing that's most dispiriting to me, Peter, is despite the, as we know and as we've discussed, the massive jackassery that is Donald Trump and his administration, he got a lot of good things
done. Yes, he did. I love the guy.
And not just with getting unemployment down to 3.5% before the China virus hit, but with, I mean, look, he doubled the number of Arab countries at peace with Israel.
Yeah, great.
And he killed the guy in charge of the world's foremost state sponsor of terrorism apparatus, Soleimani for Iran. We're going to get these same clowns back in there that
Absolutely.
Think if you throw enough money at Iran, they're going to give up their aspirations for a nuclear weapon.
And I'm really reading about the Hittites and all the stuff that's going on and who's the man in the corner feeding the money. By the way, I know you're a reader. This book, this guy's name is Draper. It's entitled To Start a War. About Bush and Cheney and how they took the United States into Iraq. It is the most frightening, scary, make you mad book. And I've read some books that made me very angry about Bush and Cheney. But now as we know more. And Rumsfeld, one of the greatest lines of the book is some wag said, George Bush thought the Gulf states were Mississippi and Alabama.
Yes.
Great line.
I think pretty much his whole administration thought along those lines.
Well, Rumsfeld is more frightening, and now the parts where this woman shows up and all these things you kind of re-remember, claiming to have been Saddam's mistress. She's a Greek woman, and she claims that she's in the palace in Baghdad with one of the Houday or Houdad, whatever those Saddam's kids. And there she said she's a tall, shadowy man with a long beard. And Houday said, that's Osama. She goes, Cheney buys it. They're telling him, it's not true. It's a lie. It's not true. Cheney takes it to Bush. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you're going, and how many people died? So the same, I don't know if different clowns are coming back in or the same deep state the same creeps are coming back into power. But, Doc, are they?
Well, it certainly appears to be the case. I mean, the same people that think that we just need to stay in Afghanistan a little bit longer.
He's noticed that, too. Well, I mean, I'm, and again, God love Donald Trump. He's saying, let's get out of there. We're coming home. And the deep state, no, you can't leave.
You got to take every troop out we have there before January 20th.
Absolutely.
That's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
And then if Joe wants to put troops back in Afghanistan, let him. But
absolutely.
That's what he got to do.
What is in it for the United States of America to keep American GIs in Afghanistan?
Nothing.
But why does the deep state?
Well, you know, money from the, you know, that certain complex that Ike warned us about.
Sure. And there's always a chance you can start another war.
Well, you know, you got to get your stars on your shoulders if you work in the Pentagon.
You know, and about how Rumsfeld, and I've read books after books after books, how Rumsfeld ruined people, absolutely ruined smart people's lives, ruined them, because they didn't tell him what he wanted to hear. Now, the whole thing is despicable. And I'm, you know, one of the reasons I love Trump so much was he said, we're getting out. And, you know, I think that deal that they made with the Israelis, is it close to the equivalent of downing the Berlin Wall, Doctor?
I don't think it's quite that. Right. In terms of global effect, it's not. But in terms of regional effect, it is.
All right. He deserves a peace prize for that. He'll never smell it.
Oh, he certainly does. He deserves one 100 times more than Obama did.
Obama got it just for being Obama.
But for not being Bush.
Yeah, there's one. There's two. I don't know. Leave us with something. What's going to happen? What's the next year? Because I tell everybody, it'll take these guys about a year and a half to unveil. And, you know, they're coming in right now, and the media is just, you know, slaving over them. But watch. What do you expect?
Well, I expect, you know, as a couple of people said already, they're going to try to turn this into Obama's third term.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what they'll try to do. And it's unfortunate, particularly with respect to the Middle East, because, again, Trump made a great deal of progress and advanced the cause of peace and didn't start any new wars. And they're going to try, probably, to go back on that. Now, how long do you think that Joe will be in office? I don't think he'll serve out a whole first term.
I give him 11, 12 months tops.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when that idiot from California is president, then all bets are off because she's truly a leftist. I mean, Joe's just an old cantankerous guy. Half time doesn't know where he is. Yeah. But I don't think he's by nature sort of a radical guy. He's an establishment.
He's like a Dick Daly character. He's an old Paul.
I mean, his foreign policy views were formed in 1971.
Please. The great line from Krusty the Clown, he knows how to play ball. Joe knows how to play ball. They call him China Joe, so you know where that's going.
Yeah. Like my wife said, my wife's a lawyer in the tech industry. Mm-hmm. She's like, soon all of those, you know, the tariffs that Trump put on will come off.
Oh, you bet. Oh, absolutely. Green lights. Multinational corporations, the multinational bankers.
China will be back. You know, we won't do anything about China making all of our pharmaceuticals. They'll still have us by the you-know-what.
Of course. That's the role of the multinational.
Yeah, the globalists. That's the role of the globalists. They don't care about national borders and sovereignty.
The founding father, Prescott Bush. So, and the beat goes on. Did you ever read about Prescott, by the way? You're a smart guy.
No, I actually really haven't.
Well, he's the granddad. You ought to read about Prescott.
Yeah, I know that. He was a senator, right?
More than just that.
Doc,
happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk a bunch of times between now and then. You take care. Best of your family, man. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. All right,
Dr. Tim Furnish. All right, 303-696-1971. Here's my idea. Let's burn it down. Take this Republican Party and everybody that's a registered Republican, unregister yourself and become an independent. Quit the Republican Party. Don't give them any money. Strangle them. Make them tap. Make them come to you. Be nasty roads out there for Christmas. You want a nice, warm home. Nice, warm home for Thanksgiving. What could be better than, like, tomorrow night at the furnace blows out? All your heating and plumbing needs, get top-notch care from Mighty Plumbing and Heating. I had them out to my house to make sure everything's working safe and prevent costly repairs. Furnace safety check, $69. They came twice to my house to make it right. They found something and came and made it right. Boom, boom. Kevin and these guys, $69, and you can add cleaning of any drain for $69 on a limited time. This is their gift. Mighty Plumbing and Heating takes care of all your plumbing and heating needs. Kevin and these guys, Mighty Plumbing and Heating, they book you right then and there, text you a confirmation immediately. No hassle with scheduling. They come out, they wear masks, they use the safest COVID practices. They really do background checks. They really don't say they do it. They do it. Please, for $69, it's going to get cold. Mighty Plumbing and Heating, 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. Online, mightyph.com.
When radio counts, count on Peter Boyle.
Roads are nasty, everyone. Be really, really safe. Take your time. Here we're doing. Here. From, that's right, White Christmas. Rosemary Clooney and Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, and who's the fourth? Who's the other woman? It's Danny Kaye. It's Bing Crosby. It's Rosemary. There's a fourth woman. Vera, come on. That's such a great tune. Whoa, playing Snow Records this morning. Kelly Michaels has the con. Give me an idea what I'm talking about, how this business works. Email. How do you think Polis won Colorado's governor? Dominion. I don't know anybody who voted for Polis. Well, that makes it right. No, the reason Polis won was Walker Stapleton and the Republican Party. It's time to burn them down. 710 KNUS, this time of uncertainty, now more than ever, convert your diamonds and gold and sterling silver wedding bands and Rolex watches into cash. Thanksgiving is Thursday. Need some dough? Take something. If you think it's worth it, go see David. And if you do some gift buying, go see David. Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and coins and jewelry in Colorado for decades. He offers confidential valuations, estate sales, and precious metals and coins and silver sets and antique items. He's my friend, and he's the man. No obligation. Free evaluations. Private, confidential. David Ellis Jewelry in Cherry Creek, 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North. 3rd and DavidEllisJewelry.com. Take a look. You can call him on the phone, 303-322-8779. Best advice, park and walk in. 3rd and Clayton, black awnings on the building. 6 days a week. You'll be glad you did. David Ellis, Cherry Creek. We got to go to Joe in Arvada. You waited forever. Joe, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
Pete, I agree with you on some things that the Republican Party obviously needs some changes here in Colorado, for sure.
Some changes.
But I think you missed some. I think you missed some things over in the big picture. Let's not forget that the House won 13 seats back.
But that's not not Colorado. That's not Colorado.
I understand.
All right.
I understand. Just a moment. The other thing is that there was a big movement in the Republican Party outside of Colorado towards Donald Trumpism.
That's right, but not here. But not here.
I understand.
All right.
So I think I agree with you on this point, that there needs to be a wholesale takeover of the Republican Party, and let's call it the America First Coalition.
But that's been tried and banked. That's been tried and banked away. You got to show them.
Okay, let me finish. All I can say to you is you need to look at California, Oregon, and Washington to see what happens when the Republican Party is
torn down. I'm talking about Colorado.
I understand.
All right, so let's play. Focus here, please.
Yeah, I am. This is what happens when you turtle. That's what happens when the Republican Party turtles.
They have turtled for
California, Oregon,
years.
And Washington.
2018.
Well, that's
20
what's going to happen here in Colorado if the Republican Party turtles.
If you want to
burn down the Republican Party, Joe, then get ready for 100 years of California, Bud.
No, Bud. Here's what's going to happen. If the party looks at its membership dwindling because they're not offering a product. Let Adam Smith's invisible hand work. Let them wake up. People have been bitching at them now for all these years. It hasn't changed the Walker Stapletons, the goofballs like Cory Gardner, the rest of these people.
How did your plan work in Oregon?
I haven't tried my plan in Oregon. I'm talking about Colorado.
That's what happened Oregon.
Joe, it's Oregon. When I'm listening,
I understand. That's what will happen here, bro.
Okay, all right, bro. Listen, 303-696-1971. I don't play that game. John, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
First time caller, long time listener.
Glad you called.
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure where that last guy was coming from.
It's okay.
This is Colorado.
It's cool. Yeah, it's all right.
I love the idea. If you took a box of rocks, you could select one smarter than any of these ass wagons.
Thank you.
But and I think a possible name could be the Colorado Constitutionalist Party.
But I'm not talking about creating a new party. I'm talking about this party changing. I'm talking about there's no new party here. Yeah, sure, of course. But if everybody bails, if the rank and file Republicans drop their affiliation, Ken Buck has to be reasonably smart and say, gee, you know, Adam Smith, when you read The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith is alleged to be the first and probably the first economist. Adam Smith says the invisible hand, the bread arrives on your doorstep in the morning, not because the baker likes you. It arrives because the baker makes money, the invisible hand of moving the bread. Now, the invisible hand of all of us getting away from their idiot party, not going and forming a new party, but just becoming independent.
Makes perfect sense to me.
And what do they do?
I'm behind you all the way on it. Oh. Keep talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I there's a guy that I did a little bit of travel with, and I saw him yesterday, and I've been so angry. And all these people talking about Georgia, 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 we have to save the Senate. John, they could have saved the Senate here very easily. But
oh, I agree.
These pinheads, these fools, these footpatters, these jackalopes.
I could have run a better campaign than Cory Gardner did.
I did one on the air. I'm writing spots for the guy. I'm going, hey, where was one commercial about John Hickenlooper and the road home? Not one.
What does sitting down, drinking a beer at a bar, and watching John Hickenlooper on TV have to do with him?
Nothing. I went to China, got you masks. That was hard hitting. Washing off the bumper of the Maserati. Wow, God, that was great. And you know, John, you and I, we never met. We could go do a spot. And I go, oh, look, a bunch of needles laying on the sidewalk and some guy duking. And I say, well, thanks, John. And I'm sitting there drinking my beer. You know, way to go, guy. Well said. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm not talking about a new party. I'm talking about get rid of this and make them change how they see the world. It's No Shave November. The guys at Colorado Shaver Center want to help you with your beard. Pick of the month, November 20th, 20% off all beard care. Now, here we go. Holidays are coming, and Black Friday is this coming Friday, and you can begin. You can shop today, man. The Inglewood store is 3424 South Broadway. It's for real. If you have somebody on the list or somebody in the family unit, your husband, your son, your dad, your brother-in-law, you got a beard, got a mug, Colorado Shaver Center, great selection of beard balms and oils. Soften your beard, easy brushing and combing. Beard washes and conditioners help your beard clean, manageable, without drying out your skin. For real, 6 days a week, we got the pick of the month for the No Shaver November. You're a seasoned beard veteran or just curious, come in and check out selections on pre-shaves and beard combs and brushes and colognes and creams and soaps and so much more. The pick of the month, you can look at the web, ColoradoShaver.com, ColoradoShaver.com. 3424 South Broadway, 303-781-3001, 781-3001. All right, we go to Don in Lakewood. Hey, Don, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Nice to see you and the family for the holidays.
You too, thank you.
So my feelings about this one, you're spot on leaving the Republican Party, though I think there's a lot of registered Republicans that have never bothered to change their affiliation and have voted Democrat for some time.
But they can't see that. You have to show them.
Well, you'd have to show a lot of people a lot of things.
My friend, they'll see registration polls. They know. And if they see people dropping off their party.
Who besides Ken Buck is the they?
I don't know. I mean, you could say the power brokers, the Beaupres, those people, the moneyed people, the Coors people. You could see the money. The money, right now, they're playing a game, which I don't understand. When they came on the show and, you know, we can't win. You know, we were going to lose. I'm going, what? You took a fight you couldn't win?
They never planned on winning.
Well why did you vote for them?
Well,
see,
you know, this state has its own set.
No,
of
no, no. You didn't answer my question. Why did you know that and then go ahead and vote for them when they never did a damn thing for you?
Why did I vote for who?
For a Republican.
How do you know I did?
Well, okay. Look, I'm not going to play guess games with you.
I'm not playing a game.
Did you vote for them? Did you vote for a Republican?
I voted for Trump.
Then you voted. What about Cory Gardner?
No, I left it open.
Well, see? Why? Because he was a lousy candidate. So you answered my question.
He doesn't represent me.
Well, then you answered my question. Yes, I get it. See? Now, they may not know that unless you totally switch your party.
Go to unaffiliated or go to
Just go independent.
Democrat.
No, go to independent.
Yeah.
Go to independent.
I've gone back and did that after
Good.
2016.
Then you've already done it.
People that walked out. Yeah. So in Georgia, I think they should just say, here, Democrats, you won. Let the people have the government they deserve for a while.
Well, but there's
internal fighting between the new regime that they're trying to carry on with. It'd be like the Tea Party, how they fought.
No, there's a couple candidates in Georgia that that show Cory Gardner how to do the job, and they're worth the fight. My argument is they all forget Cory Gardner. It's so convenient. And say, we have to save the Senate. Send millions of dollars to Georgia. Why didn't they do that here?
Well, I think, you know.
Why didn't they do it? Why? Because they're a loser. They didn't want Donald Trump here. They didn't want anything to do with Trumpism. They told you Trump won't work. They told you all these terrible things. And now I got idiots telling me, oh, the Dominion computers threw it for Polis. No, they won it.
Where's the evidence?
No, they won it.
Why did Chris Christie come out?
Chris Christie's a bad guy. He cut Tancredo's throat. I watched it happen.
Right. Why did he do that?
Because he's a Republican. I don't know what to tell you, man. All right.
Well,
see?
You know.
No, I don't know. You keep saying you know. I don't know. I wish I did. All right, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Tomorrow's the Imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade, and cord-cutting experts at Free TV. This is the ultimate family gift. Help you get all the major, everything you want, all the sports and NFL and college football games. And, you know, my grandson and I, we watch the Broncos on Sunday. We sit and we watch and we talk. And I got Free TV and it's there. ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC local. Any cable television guys you want, anything you want, but you cut the cable. And there's so many goals. I mean, you tell them you want the Peter Boyle's package, which would include all the WWF. You get all the wrestling stuff. We were watching, my grandson and I were watching the end of the Undertaker's career. It was pretty cool. They had everybody come in the ring. I mean, Ric Flair's now getting old, man. You see these guys coming in. And it was really a cool tribute. And the problem is you can't have an audience. And they did, I don't know what they're called. Remember Paul Bearer was his manager, and Paul's now passed away. So in the end, after here's the Undertaker's in the ring all by himself. My grandson are watching it. And then they show, called a hologram? They showed a hologram of Paul Bearer. It was like emotional. It was really cool. So that's the kind of stuff you get with Free TV. Plus, you can get whatever you want. And there's no contract. I cut like a year ago. I cut the cord from Free TV. I'm $160 a month. But it's beauty. I'm still getting all the channels and everything I love. And stuff that you can't even imagine. And you just kind of, you know, kink around with this and learn more. This is a great family gift. And if you work on this now, you can have it all done for the holidays of Christmas and everything that's coming our way. Free TV, FREETVEE.com, FREETVEE.com. Or just call them at 303-794-8600 for real. I mean, it's so cool. And, you know, it took me about a week and a half to figure it all out. It took everybody else in my family like 20 minutes. Free consultation with the experts. You decide if cutting the cord is right for you. The number again, 303-794-8600. A quick 5 minutes. What a great family gift. Free TV, 303-794-8600.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Here we go. Tuesday morning. There you go. There's Christmas music. Go get him, Kel. Kelly Michaels got the con. Billy Thorpe back tomorrow for the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. It's rotten outside. Careful, careful, careful. It's Tuesday, November the 24th. My mother would always say we need the moisture. 53 Wednesday and 44 on Turkey Day. So tomorrow's the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. And Billy Thorpe came up with a curveball. It really sounds really cool. We've done the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade for, somebody asked me that in an email. I don't know how many years. I don't even know how I invented it. I don't even know where I was working when I did it, which shows you, you know, those things start to happen. But I thought, and the original guy was in Daryl Luby and Kenny Danan. And we all were working together someplace. Kenny and I worked at BZ together. But we started the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade, and it's gone on for years and years and years. And Billy Thorpe said, why don't we let the celebrity floats in? In other words, he started contacting people who have done the radio show with us and let them enter a float, which I think is just a wonderful idea. So that is all part of tomorrow, 710 Kane, U.S. Denver's talk station. Burn down the Republican Party. It's time. You got a vehicle you're not using? Donate your car, your truck, your SUV to Step Denver. Get a tax donation and save somebody's life. This year, the hitman, Joe Williams, did it. He did the hitman mobile. Since 83, Step Denver's been giving men the opportunity to overcome addiction, rebuild their lives through sobriety work, accountability, and community. They do not take government funding. Last year, listeners donated, listen, I mean, this is really cool, 154 vehicles. That's cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs. 227 guys entered the program. $9.2 million economic impact right in our own community. Contact Step Denver today. Donate a vehicle, running or not, tows free. And they bring it in, and then they clean them up, fix them up, tune them up, paint them up. And then they put them in the private sector, and they sell them. That's the tax deduction number you get. Not the old beat-up number, but the clean, new number. Change a man's life for good. If something's sitting there and you're saying, man, we got to get rid of this, call them. Ask for Vincent, 303-296-9020. 303-296-9020. 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org. First time since 5 a.m. you can get in, 303-696-1971. I have been angry at the Republican Party for so many years. And watching the tomfoolery of this election, that they ran from Trump so Trump gets beat in Colorado, and sticking this doofus up there, Cory Gardner, with the absolute worst campaign. I said, you know what? They're not going to change. We got to change. We got to get away from them. And as I said, like Adam Smith's invisible hand, and people start pulling away and take and dump your Republican Party registration and become an independent. And maybe that will get through to them because nothing else seems to be doing the job. When they really go on, they go, we couldn't have won. When I heard that, I thought, you know, can you imagine a fighter? You know, things you don't do to lose. Play poker, get in a fist fight. You know, you don't do them to lose. You know, I mean, would you ever get in a poker game and say, you know, I'm going to put all my money in this game, but I can't win it? What? Or, you know, you're getting into beef with somebody, and I think I'll fight to lose. Right. I got you. And that's what the Republican Party is. So it ain't going to change. They're going to continue to run the stooges that they run. And by the way, they didn't like Lauren Boebert. Don't kid yourself. They wanted nothing to do with her. And now she is the face of their party, but they still want nothing to do with her. She scares them. So yesterday I got a text from Julie Hayden. We were texting about some other stuff, and she said, Adams County and Jefferson County GOP refused to certify the election results. I cracked up. They did jack you know what to do anything, and now they're not going to certify election results. Boy, you showed them, huh? Boy, you showed them. We're not going to certify. The guy got beat by 400,000 votes in Colorado, and you're not going to certify it. Your other doofus got beat. He's lucky to only be beaten by 10 points. Just spit it out, Peter. By 10 points, he could have easily been beaten by 14 or 15. We're not going to certify. Oh, you showed them. Boy, I'll bet Ken Buck's shaking in his boots hearing that. Huh? Cory Gardner, would Cory come over and say hi? Quit it. You got to get away from these people, folks. And if you are this is going to be the campaign for quite a while. Kill the Republican Party. It's like take it out and shoot it. What was that line from They kept some minder blinder, kept saying, take this man out and shoot him. That's what's going to happen. Take these people out and get rid of them. Make them change. They ain't going to change because you think they are. They're only going to change if you show them you want nothing to do with them. How does one do that? Simply, you dump your registration. 710 KNUS, Denver's Talk Station, and Bill Rogan's going to sit in our studio this morning. I mean, is there any other way? And we're coming to an end. I love this thing. Well, we got to fight in Georgia. Why? The same people that didn't fight in Colorado? Look, people have not taken advantage of today's low interest rates or overpaying their mortgage. Stephen Tubbs said sending me a text, the parade route will go past his house tomorrow. Also, we have in the wings, every parade has to, well, we have, you know, Santa Claus is always in it, but there has to be a grand marshal. And there's somewhat of a debate going on in the inner circle on who should the grand marshal be. And I think you might be surprised. We'll see. Maybe not. You go, yeah, sure. That's about right. All right. Homeowners not taking advantage of today's low interest rates or overpaying their mortgage. I'm telling you, I beat on this one, man. That the number, the interest rate could change now with the new regime, right? Take advantage of a quick, no-obligation mortgage review. There's no pressure, no upfront hidden fees. It's a no-brainer. And if you choose to do it, lock that number in today. It's quick. It's easy. Settle back for Thanksgiving. Say, man, I'm going to start to really save some dough because I began this process yesterday or the day before, and they'll do it. American Financing, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Call them up. You can apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. But please do yourself a huge favor, 303-695-7000, make the call today. I'm still getting a lot of email on Sidney Powell and everything else. Guys, look. Think this through. If they had it, you'd see it. And the split that takes place when Sidney Powell, I think, crosses the Rubicon and goes after the governor of Georgia, and we had Tim Furnish on talking about it, guy's like a Republican stand-up. And what did they say? That he's in on it. Quit it. At that point, I think it becomes irrational. The strike force team working on behalf of the president, and now I'm listening to people say, well, she really wasn't part of that team. Guys, you know, don't snow the snowman. She spoke second. She was part of the elite team. This has to come to some sort of an end. I know there are people that want to keep this going. You want to believe all these things, and that's fine. But now you're hurting everything. 303-695-7000 is a number. Open lines continue. We have time. I guess we got time. Got a name on one. And don't just drop them. Things are dropping off out there. It's a nasty morning. And I'm watching this stuff, and you saw the transition take place yesterday. And I don't know. I don't know what to even say. People saying, what would you say? Donald Trump gave it a hell of a shot. And he lost. And the entire society had turned on Donald Trump, not the individual people, 71 and change million people voted for Donald Trump, but every single fiber of their being in sports, banking, multinational corporations, the deep city, the deep state, they went after Donald Trump. And, you know, and I think it's a belief moment. All right, what we got, Cal? I'm doing things now. Say again. And Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on the radio show. Good morning. Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, Peter. I'm hearing, you know, a lot of conservatives, and you had Dr. Furnish on last hour, and how you guys are kind of sick of rhinos in your coalition, and they're just become too moderate, and you guys want to return to more like.
No. He wasn't in on this. It's me talking about Colorado before you broadened it out. Don't do that.
Okay. Well, the sentiment that I'm getting from other conservatives in Colorado is they're just like they're milquetoast conservatives, and you know the Republican Party in Colorado just needs to become more like constitutionalist and ostensibly more to the right. Would you agree with that framing?
I believe that they have to also restate their purpose for working men and women. There's so many different issues, not just some nebulous statement you're making, Chris. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing some inconsistency because
from whom? Who are you hearing? Well, who are you hearing that from?
From other, you know, callers in the past.
Name it. I mean, name it. You can name me the inconsistent person. I'll listen.
Not inconsistent like in one particular call. Well, my point being is that I hear conservatives saying how, like, the Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party of yesteryear. It's become this far left party.
Well, do you disagree with that?
No, I agree with it. But I'm hearing conservatives wanting to turn their party more right-wing. So
how well have they done being these people and not being Donald Trump?
Because I mean,
when you see the wins that took place in Congress, they were Trump supporters like Lauren Boebert. They were not idiots like Cory Gardner.
Right. And the Democratic Party is electing people like AOC, more progressive. John Ossoff is running on a progressive platform. Now,
from different sections of the country, they're putting basically, by and large, Marxist in office. I agree to that. But the Democratic Party did not have a great election other than Joe Biden.
Okay, but I'm saying is it seems to me like I'm hearing Republicans that are wanting to become more right wing, and that's a good thing.
I don't know what right wing means.
Colloquially, right wing. Now, I'm not going to say like right wing, like Stalin right wing, because
Stalin was not a right winger. Where'd you get Stalin was a right winger?
I will use right wing, like I said, in the colloquial sense of authoritarian.
Stalin was a right winger.
Yeah, he was right wing, but he happened to be a communist.
I see. Oh,
right wing doesn't
never mind.
Is not an economic policy.
Yeah, well, at this point we say never mind. Was Hitler a right winger?
He was actually probably more on the left, actually, but I would say
but
that
Stalin
he was
wasn't.
Wing.
But Stalin, Mao was Mao a right winger?
Mao was just
sure. How about what the hell, Che Guevara, right winger?
I thought any authoritarian autocrat right
winger. Huh? So in a Marxist nation, you can't be a right winger, but you can. Because Joe Stalin was a right-winger, right?
It depends on the model of Marxism.
Well, Mao's a Marxist. Was that a right-winger?
Yeah, I would call that right-wing.
Huh? You got to be the first person I've ever heard tell me Mao was a right-winger. Okay. Take a final comment. Let's make the morning. Go ahead.
Well, I feel like when we talk about in terms of left wing, right wing, left wing would be egalitarian.
I see.
Like
okay. All
democracy.
Right. Have a good day. Yeah, that's it. You got it. Hi, right, man. I'm over the moon this morning. 303-696-1971. Another hour of talk radio, open line, straight ahead. I'm Peter Boyles, Radio Free Denver. Tomorrow, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Well, I've seen it all. We've done it all. Mao was a right winger. Stalin was a right winger. Right back with your calls. Stay here. Imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade tomorrow.